Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
This program is being sponsored by Sandra Godley Ministries of the UK.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
You know what day it is. It is Thursday, and it is time for The Sweet Life with yours truly, Candy West. I am so excited to be with you tonight. As you know, last week we took a little bit of a hiatus because it was MegaFest weekend. When I tell you, MegaFest was absolutely phenomenal. From start to finish, every service, every session, every panel was filled and packed with so much information. The Lord met us there, and I was so honored to be a part of MegaFest. And again, we had to take a little bit of a break because I was on duty, but we're back this week, and we have a very awesome show in store for you tonight. I have a very special guest that will be joining me very shortly, but again, it's Thursday. It's time for The Sweet Life. Did you miss us? We certainly missed you, and we're glad to be back here with you again on the Finding My Way channel. I want to give a big shout out while we're here to all of our listeners on every continent all around the world. We have listeners, for those of you that are listening from the UK, for those of you that will catch us that listen in Africa in your own time zone, when you get up in the morning, you press replay on this show. We want to say we love you. We thank you. We're giving you a shout out to even our listeners in Brazil, to our listeners in Asia, everybody, even those that are here in my home states of the United States of America. You guys, we love you. We appreciate you because you support us each and every week. This show would not be possible, and it would not exist, and it wouldn't even make sense to do it if we did not have you, our faithful listeners. So we have hundreds of thousands of listeners around the world that listen week after week. So we thank you for your love and support. Listen, I really want to get right into it. We have, again, an amazing worshiper. This woman of God is so powerful, and I am honored to be a cohort with her in ministry. We've had the privilege of worshiping together. We've had the privilege of even being on the same ticket at a concert here or there, and she's going to be joining us, like I said, just shortly. I'm not going to spoil it just yet, but I'm going to play some music from her upcoming EP. Now, listen, if you were at MegaFest, you probably should have been able, or you should have, let me just say, you should have purchased her new EP. It's not released just yet, but you'll be able to pre-order really soon. We're going to give you all of that information, but I'm talking about none other than Miranda Curtis. She'll be joining us right after this song. We're going to start with one of the songs from her EP. This song is entitled God Almighty. I hope y'all are ready to worship. Text a friend, call somebody, tell them to tune in to The Sweet Life with Candy West right now.
Thank you.
Wow. My hands are lifted and my heart is like, oh, it's like, God, have your way. Just pour your all of your goodness, all of your mercy, all of your grace into me, because that's what we come to do. He wants worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And when you hear songs of worship, when you hear songs of praise like that, it should really stir something in you that makes you want to worship God, not just with the song, but with your life, with your heart. And that was God Almighty by none other than Miranda Curtis, and she's on the line with us right now. Welcome, Miranda.
Hi, Candy.
Hey, love. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part.
I'm very honored. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you're a very, very busy woman. And I do honor your time and I honor your gift, and I thank you for joining me on The Sweet Life tonight and just giving us an opportunity to share your music with the world. As I mentioned earlier, we have listeners from all over. Some may be familiar with your ministry, some may not, but now they are, which is amazing because we get to play music from your upcoming that'll be released digitally, your upcoming EP. And this album, this music, this body of work is absolutely heart piercing. It really is, because I'm a worshiper. I love worship music. I love when I can play songs that go in with my devotion time, my prayer time, or even when I'm just meditating. And this project, again, this body of work is so befitting for that moment, you know. And so I honor God for just giving you the release to give it to us and release the sound in the earth. And you definitely do have a sound, and I definitely want to give the listeners an opportunity to get to know Miranda just a little bit more. So we're going to get to, you're now a Dallasite, but we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But I want the listeners to get to know Miranda. Where were you born? How did this music journey, this musical journey start?
Very interesting. I was born in Miami, Florida, and I grew up in a musical house. Both my parents sing, but my musical background was not gospel. My parents used to sing R&B. So my first glimpse into music was R&B and jazz. So a lot of people look at me and say, oh, you must be, you know, I knew you just grew up in church. That's not the case with me. And so I grew up just listening and just embracing all types of music. I was just taught that music is universal. And so my view of it is a bit different, and my response to it is a bit different because of my upbringing. I would just listen to sounds and make a song out of that. And I just found anything musical, that's just the way my parents just, you know, that's the way I grew up, is just be a lover of music. So I knew jazz and R&B before I knew Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. And so at the age of 12 was when we uprooted from Miami and we moved to Georgia. And that's when I first heard about Jesus. Like, okay, who's this Jesus guy? And directed choir. Still didn't know who he was. I just had a gift. And it wasn't until I was 20 years old when I really gave the Lord my heart. And it's been going upward from there. And so at the age of 21, I want to say, I started leading worship because it was this new thing going on in people's churches. They started taking, you know, the devotional service out and replacing it with the praise and worship. And I was just forced into that place all because I could sing. But it wasn't until I turned 26 years old that I had an opportunity to become a worship leader for Pastor John P. Key. I served there for 5 years that I really learned what worship was, and he taught me, and I still apply this to this day, that while leading worship and while being up before the people, we must duck and let the people see God. That's not a moment where we are showy and just show everything and just, you know, that's a moment that where God comes in and works the miraculous. That's the moment where God comes in and heals. That's the moment. So we have to condition the people for that. And so that's when Miranda, the worship leader, was birthed at the age of 26. And it's been a great journey, I must say. Trial and error, but it's been a great journey.
Wow, I think that that's really interesting because everybody thinks that they assume that a gospel artist is someone that leads worship. That's where they got their start. So I really appreciate you for sharing that part of your journey because, you know, it's kind of ironic that I grew up in church too, but my mom was a soul singer in the 70s. Even with our coaching background, she was a bit of a rebel, if you will. She had a very successful run in the music industry as a R&B, as a soul singer. And, of course, she got ridiculed. But our parents taught us balance, and I do appreciate them for not making us only listen to gospel or we couldn't go to the movies because, as you said, it helped you to embrace music, hear sounds, and not just be limited. So I really, you know, I hope the listeners have an appreciation for that because it does play into helping you to become more well-rounded as an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying for those that didn't have that experience can't be well-rounded if church is all you know, that, you know. But I think that it does help to lend to greater creativity when you go to art galleries and when you go to the symphony and when you go see a theatrical play on Broadway. All of those things lend to creativity, and it helps you to really hone in on your writing skills, your stage skills, all of those things. So, you know, I think that that's amazing, and I hope that the audience really grabs that interesting fact about Miranda. Now, tell me this. So you do write songs.
I do write songs.
And how long have you been writing?
Oh, my goodness. The very first song that I ever wrote, I was 22 years old, and I wrote it in the waiting room of a hospital while my dad was having open heart surgery.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, the very first song I ever wrote was in a waiting room of a hospital during the time my dad was having open heart surgery. And it's been, and I recorded it maybe the next day. I still have that copy, actually. But yeah, that was my very first song. And it's been going on since then. Yeah.
Wow. So what do you feel, you know, okay, so you pulled inspiration from that moment, I assume. But where, when you write songs of worship, where do you pull your inspiration from?
Okay, so that, in that moment, I must say that while I'm in worship, I'm an open book. I'm just open to whatever. I'm very vulnerable in that moment. So whatever I hear in that moment is what I gravitate to and pull from. And when you're prophetic, you hear so much going on. But even in that moment, for instance, there's a tune that's actually on the EP called Nobody Like You, Lord. I recorded it in 2015. I did a live rendition of it. And that moment, for example, I was in praise and worship. It was birthed in praise and worship on a Sunday morning. And we were just talking about how great the Lord is, how great the Lord is, and how there's no one like him. And the melody came to me all of a sudden. And we just went from there. And it birthed a whole song that nations are now singing. So I just
felt
the greatness of God in that moment, and boom, Nobody Like You, Lord, is here. Yeah.
That's incredible.
So,
and I hope those that are, I know we have all kinds of listeners. We have those that are pastors, worship leaders, people that are just lay members, people that are not even in churches, happen to, you know, catch the show or log on, and they're wanting to try something different. But this should, again, I always want those that are listening, those that are in ministry, to pull and grab something from our guests. But I think it says a lot about your heart as a worshiper to say, you know what, God, I don't want to just sing. And it's cool singing other people's songs because they have their time and their place in your life.
Exactly.
When you can really sing from a place of purity, a place of honesty, of authenticity. Yeah, and say, hey, God, this is for you. And it's not a contrived moment like, oh, let's write a song of worship today. But it's like a song is birthed. Like you said, it's the prophetic voice of God. And I think those songs are some of the most memorable songs when they are. You know, those vertical songs of worship that are from your heart to God's heart, or maybe God's heart to your heart. So, it's an honor for me to have you on tonight to just share your heart of worship with us on this show and with our listeners. I want to get back to some more music. This song is called Let Praises Rise. Tell us a little bit about Let Praises Rise.
So, Let Praises Rise is a remake. It is a remake. I actually met the young lady that wrote the song. I met her in Nassau, Bahamas. That's where she's from, actually. And she actually attended Oral Roberts University. And the song, when I heard it for the first time, the song just never left me. And so when it was time for me to record, I asked, you know, her permission for me to sing it, because the one part that rings out to me is, all I want is for you to be glorified. And that's really my heart's desire. And I said, you know what, I have to have this song on here, because if I can help get the message out, let me do that. And so I had the awesome opportunity to pull on my good brother and friend, Micah Blaylock, who actually lives in Dallas, that came to help me out. And, Let Praises Rise. It should be a familiar song to others, but we put ourselves in it, and I pray that it blesses you when you hear it.
Here's Let Praises Rise on The Sweet Life with Candy West.
You to be loved by, for you to be lifted high.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let praise
Hallelujah.
Rise. Glory
yes.
to God.
Whew. Hallelujah.
Listen, if y'all don't feel that, we need to check your pulse. We need to send you to the ER to make sure everything is okay, because there is no way that you can listen to that and not want to worship, not want to lift your hands, not want to lay prostrate. It just sends me to a place. And you and Micah together, Micah is a really good friend of mine. He leads worship, one of the worship pastors at a church here in South Lake, Texas. And just his heart for God is is so pure. His heart for worship and you all paired together is it's beautiful. It really is.
Beautiful. He's amazing.
That's not fair. It's just not fair. It's not fair.
Oh,
oh God.
Goodness.
Okay. I want to move on because this hour, it goes by so fast, Miranda. I have a question for you, though. With you being a worship leader and also being a recording artist, and I would dare not just put you in the box of either alone, because you train. You know, I think you do very well to do both. I've seen you out. We've been in the same environments. Worshiping together. We did a concert last year in Selma, Alabama. We did King of Glory here last year, Billy Mitchell's event called King of Glory. I've seen you in different environments, and I see how well you transitioned from stage or leading worship, which you are one of the, you are the director of worship at the Potter's House of Dallas, Texas. So people get to watch you week after week lead worship there on the stage. But how does that transition work for you? How do you make that transition work between what you do as a director of worship, a worship leader at the Potter's House, and then when you get on a plane and go to, you know, Nashville, or when you go to Oakland or wherever God sends you to go, and get that transition work for you?
Well, I had to really grow up, especially in the spirit. There are different forms of worship. I believe you can worship God in a liturgical dance. I believe that you can worship God in spoken word. You know, I believe these things. I just think it's, your mentality. There's a discipline attached to what we do. If you have in mind that I'm going to go out here and entertain the people, well, get your artistry on then. But no matter what stage I'm on, in my mind, I'm still a worshiper. So to me, it's no different, honestly, because it still comes from the same place. I don't have to switch it out, because it all translate the same way when I open my mouth. Worship comes forth. Whether either I'm leading it or just leading a solo, God is still being glorified. It used to be a place where when I was younger, you know, I was known for. Now, jazz is still in my heart, don't get me wrong. So there are places for that. But I can't see myself standing on the platform leading the people into worship and scatting all over the room when it's supposed to be a corporate thing.
I'd like to see that. I'd like
and see how lost everyone would be if I do it, yeah. And be like, oh, come on and lift your hands. We don't know where to go. You're fat, ma'am. But but you know, I just think the placement, you know, for me, you know, it still comes from the same place. You just have to know what works for what environment, if that makes any sense. So if
absolutely,
So you just have to know what works. I believe you can be an artist and God still be glorified. I believe
that's
that.
Good. That's
good. I really believe that. Yeah, I really believe that. It's just the placement of it.
Absolutely.
It's just the placement. Yeah.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you in that.
It. Yeah, it's just the wisdom behind it. This is corporate. This is not a solo. So since it's corporate, let's do what's fitting for the house.
Exactly. And there are liberties when you are at certain places, and again, you say, depending on where you are, there are some liberties that you have freedom to take, but then there are those times where you know that you have to stick to what's before you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
like, this is my
assignment.
And
that's where your discipline kicks in at. So,
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I would even say, especially like being an artist, you know someone's flying you in to do their event, their conference, their concert, and they know, let's say for instance, we're gonna play Nobody Like You in a minute. And we know and of course you want to be led by God, but if people are bringing you based on that song,
you sing that song.
Yeah. Sing the song.
So if you're operating your artistry and they're saying, hey, Nobody Like You, Lord, you better fit Nobody Like You, Lord, in there. I believe that. If someone is bringing you in and paying you this money, hello, church.
Hello.
You do what's asked of you. And I believe if you do what's asked of you, God will bless that.
Yeah,
I believe
absolutely.
That. I really believe that.
Well, while we're on the topic of Nobody Like You, Lord, tell us about the song. Where was the song birthed? Because the people got to know. Because I really want the people to get this EP when you drop it. So tell us about Nobody Like You, Lord.
This song was birthed. It was the last Sunday of 2014. It was in December. It was the last Sunday in 2014 when it was birthed. And it never left me alone. And I said, oh, my God, this song, it just keeps ringing in my spirit. I write songs a lot. I write prophetic songs a lot, but it's rare that songs stick to me. I'll forget them. But this one stayed around. And I said, okay, God, what do you want me to do with this? And I'm the type, I will sing everybody else's song before I sing mine. And I sung it in public a week after that, actually, just to see how people will gravitate to it. And it went viral. And it blessed the nations. And my conviction is, and I'm not speaking for anyone else, but my conviction in the past, you know, I was used to singing songs about God, what God can do, and those songs are necessary. Please don't get me wrong. But my conviction was, you know what, God? There are not enough songs to you. So
that's
let me
good.
Sing this one
that's
to
good.
You. Yeah, and so I sung about who he is and what his name represents. This is to you, God. The entire song. So we made it one big amazing medley in the live recording, and Nobody Like You, Lord. I pray that it blesses you.
Well, here it is, you guys. Here's Nobody Like You, Lord, with Miranda Curtis right here on The Sweet Life with Candy West. Get ready to worship. Get ready to worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nobody like God. No one can compare to him.
No one.
He is amazing.
No.
He is awesome. He is sovereign. He is true. He is the truth. Wow, what an amazing, awesome, mighty God we serve. And no better way to honor him than with our reverence and our worship to him. And it's not just songs. I always tell people when I'm teaching, like, praise and worship is not music. It's not just music. It is a tool. Music is a tool that we use to worship God. But worship is our lifestyle.
It's how we honor him.
Yes. With our life, praise is how we give thanks and we reverence him and we appreciate him for who he is and what he is to us. And for the fact that we can wrap that into the tool of music and honor him in a way that makes you feel that connection to him is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about this body of work that you're releasing into the earth. I want to talk for a moment about, you know, those moments that you really feel, because a lot of times, if, you know, people look at worship leaders and they think that, you know, it's a cakewalk. But sometimes we have to lead when we're hurting. Sometimes you have to lead when God has had to patch up a wound, or, you know, he's had to bind up some brokenness in you. But what are those moments for you? What are those moments where you feel like, okay, God, I'm broken before you? How do you feel like he responds? Or just give us just a glimpse of what those moments are like for you when you're not feeling your best. And it's like, God, here I am.
Struggles and trials happen. If you're a follower of Christ, these things are going to happen. I remember one of the worst days of my life was one of the biggest moments of my life. I remember a video going viral of me singing Fill Me Up. And when the video went viral, people would often tag me in the video when they see me, tell me how much the video blessed them. And I would cringe because my mind would go back to the place that I was in. I said, Lord, I'm in front of 10,000 people and I'm hurting. I am so hurt. I want to just lay out on this floor, kick and scream. And my response to God was, this is not fair. Why can't I go to the back cave and hide? Why can't I just cry and grieve away from people? Why must I stand in front of 1,000 people and leave? But I was reminded that I was broken at the moment. And the scripture says, with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, that's how you go before him. And I said, you know what, God, I understand that there must be a crushing, and I had to understand that with the anointing that I have, trials are going to come. Tribulation is going to come. But I was reminded that greater is he after I sobered up. After I finished screaming. After I finished complaining and saying that this wasn't fair, that everything that I had to face, the very thing God had placed in me to beat that thing, I said, everything that I'm going through, I already have. God has already given me strength once I sobered up to overcome this thing. And you know, you have to sober up sometimes. And I must say, I never, and I'm still growing and I'm still working. Sometimes our flesh responds and says, you know what, this isn't fair. But after I sober up, for thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that set themselves against me round about. Once David sobered up, he gave me
strength. Yeah.
Once David sobered up, he realized that greater was in him. So it's not going to be a walk in the park. There are going to be times when you're going to have to say, you know what, I'm hurting right now, but these people need what you've given me. And sometimes you have to put your feelings on the back burner, and you can't hide. sometimes God will call you out, even in your pain, to minister. And I understand sometimes when he does that, there's just something about you being in pain at the moment that God just stretches you and breakthrough happens.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And so my advice is to sober up. Have your moment, but don't have them all the time. As you grow in Christ, you'll realize that once you sober up, the strength that you house is the enemy's job to pull a veil over your face and to make you seem like you're less than and make you seem like you can't do anything else. But as a leader, those days are going to come. But you can't go and hide. You have to understand who's in you and what's housed in you. And that has to be made manifest. Amen.
That's good. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And Paul says it this way in Romans 8, I believe it's the 18th verse. He says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth being compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. So you may be in a place of suffering. You may be in a place of struggle. You may be in the fight of your life right now. But we are encouraging you to remember that it will not compare. It won't even stand in comparison to the glory that shall be revealed in you.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, glory to God. Wow, I'm getting excited. I think this is
That's
a perfect
good.
Time, though, Miranda, to talk about the song Victory Is Mine. I want to skip one. I know we have a few here, but I really want to maximize our time together. While we're talking about victory overcoming, I think this song is going
to
be very befitting for this moment.
I'm about to get excited. I'm excited about all of them, but I'm excited about this one because I had the when I was looking for songs for my live recording, I said to myself, Tasha Cobbs, now Tasha Cobbs Leonard, I really want her to write a song for me. And so she penned this song. She took our dialogue. She said, well, what do you want the song to talk about? I said, well, I believe, Tasha, that it is not the will of the Father for us to remain in a place of defeat or be in a place of defeat. And I said, and I hear too many songs about being defeated, but I never hear about us coming out. I never hear about us overcoming, and it's like we just set up tents and build houses in the land of defeat when that's not the will of God concerning us. So when can we sing from a place of victory? When can we praise from a place of victory? When can we worship from a place of victory? And so I just wanted the people to understand that we have possession of that. It's ours.
Yes, Lord.
It belongs to us because we serve the victor. That's who we serve. There's no weakness
My
in our
Lord.
God. So, yeah, victory.
Well, y'all get ready to feel victorious. You might want to take a lap because if Tasha Cobbs Leonard penned this song, you better know it's got some power. And then you got Miranda with spreading her oil of anointing all over this song. Y'all get ready. This is Victory Is Mine featuring Miranda Curtis.
Yes.
The sovereign one, the healing one, the faithful one, the holy one, the just one, the righteous one. Come on, everyone. There is no defeat. And God, we honor you.
Yes, Lord. I feel victorious. Wherever I plant my feet, take that
where
devil. Wherever I plant my feet, God said, I will give you, there shall be victory.
Victory.
Whew.
There's no
my victory. God. Okay, so to all of our listeners out there, give them the information. Y'all need to get this music in your life. It needs to be on your playlist. You need
yes.
to worship to it. You need to encourage somebody else to get it. Tell them, Miranda, where they can find this music and when they can get it.
Okay, so July 10th, this coming Monday, you will be able to pre-order it. And when you pre-order it, you will get God Almighty automatically. It will be released on August 4th, which is my birthday. And be looking for so, yes, the entire project will be released on August 4th, my birthday. But once you pre-order it, you will get God Almighty instantly. And Volume 2 will be released in January 2018. Yeah. Yeah. So you'll be able to find it on iTunes,
stuff.
Google Play, yeah. Any digital outlet you'll be able to find it on. So pre-order it this Monday, July 10th. August 4th is the actual release.
All right, so let's do it big for Miranda Curtis, y'all. She is releasing a sound into the earth, a sound of worship, a fresh sound of worship in the earth.
Yes.
And we want to make this big. We really want to support good worship music. You know, she's not just an artist, in my opinion, but she's a worship psalmist. And I think this is a sound that the earth needs for those that are in the body, that are in the kingdom, that need a sound that keep us connected, to keep us connected to the heart of God, that gives us something that becomes a soundtrack to our relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done really, really excellent with this body of work, and I'm excited for you. So glad to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, tell us where we can follow you. Now, before we do that, tell us really quick. We got a few minutes, but tell us really quick. What is your experience since you've been at the Potter's House of Dallas with Bishop Jakes? How has that transition been for you coming from Atlanta to Dallas and now being there and spearheading that worship movement at the Potter's House?
Well, it was intimidating at first because it's so massive, you know? And I found myself thinking, oh, Lord, am I in over my head? But God said, you know, I sent you here for an assignment, and my assignment was just to hear the sound for the house. And honestly, the only thing that's been guiding me is really heaven. Like, I'm really open and vulnerable to what needs to be heard in the house. So it's no agenda of my own. It's been such an amazing experience and an eye-opener, and it's stretching me in such an amazing way. So overall, great experience.
Oh, that is so awesome. And I'm excited when I get a chance to log on and watch you lead worship, because I'm still connected to the house, and I honor Mr. Jason, Lady Sarita, for just spearheading a movement for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you all can always log on Sunday morning to catch Miranda leading worship at the Potter's House of Dallas. You can go to thepottershouse.org, or you can go to tvjakes.org and catch it either way. But before we go, Miranda, give us where we can follow you on social media.
Yes, so Instagram, Miranda Curtis, M-A-R-A-N-D-A, follow Miranda Curtis. On Twitter, it's Miranda R. Curtis. And on Facebook, it's Miranda Curtis. And I also have a website, iammiranda.com.
Y'all, please check her out. You can pre-download her music on July the 10th, this upcoming Monday. Get it, get it, get it. That way you can get God Almighty, the automatic download when you pre-order the album. It will be released on August 4th. We're excited. We support you. We undergird you. We're praying for you.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, and we appreciate you. I know I do.
Thank you
so much for joining us tonight, Miranda.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. And I'll see you around town soon, girl.
Of course. Oh, of course.
Thank you to all of our listeners, as always, to my show producer, Ms. Kayla Padgett, to my show team, to all the listeners all around the world that have taken the opportunity and taken this time to listen to The Sweet Life tonight with my special guest, Miranda. Until next week, y'all make life sweeter. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is your sister, Shay Pratcher. Before we start, I would like to open us up in prayer. Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how to, God. First and foremost, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for all the ways that you've made and for everything that you have done and the things that you're about to do, God, in your children's lives. We come thanking you, God, for waking us up again, oh God, giving us another opportunity, oh God, to get our life right with you. We don't take it lightly or for granted. And as we understand, for as long as we still have breath in our body, God, there's a purpose to be fulfilled. So right now, God, my prayer is that you clear our hearts and our minds and release anything and everything, oh God, that may hinder us from receiving this word on tonight. I ask right now, God, that you have your way, oh God, and move me out of the way right now so that you can have your way. I ask all of this in your mighty, matchless Son, Jesus' name we pray, and we count it done. Amen, amen, and amen. Today's topic is conviction causes change. Let's talk. The message on today is conviction causes change. We can't be comfortable conforming when the Spirit is confirming. Now, first, we have to understand that with conviction, what does it mean when we say conviction? So the definition of conviction is the act of proving that a person is guilty of a crime in a court of law. A strong belief or opinion, the feeling of being sure that what you believe or say is true. So as we go throughout this and talk and have our discussion today, keep in mind that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Okay, so John 16:8, when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. So one of the Holy Spirit's tasks is to convict the world of its sin. The Spirit will convict the world and, in other words, reprove or show it to be wrong. The Spirit basically helps us. It helps us along the way, along our journey, and we need it. So the three targeted areas are in sin, righteousness, and judgment. Believe it or not, unbelief is the most basic sin that a lot of the world is guilty of. And this choice is to not trust in Jesus Christ is the one thing that keeps sinners sinning and the lost souls lost. If and when the Holy Spirit is working in the sinner's heart, then comes conviction. Now, oftentimes, we as people and believers, we want to point fingers and convict other people, and this is actually not our job, and it shouldn't be our focus. The Holy Spirit is very aware and capable of changing the hearts and minds. And we must be careful not to overstep our boundaries. So we are used as instruments and key players in certain circumstances with different people. But we have to be mindful that we all have flaws and faults. And while it's easier to find them in others and other things and other people, our focus should always be to allow the Spirit to fix us. So once we respond to the conviction and turn to Christ, then all of our sins will be taken care of. So right now, we're going to take a break. Let's take a break and listen to Praise Him in Advance by Marvin Sapp.
Mm-hmm. when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Christ and mercy.
that was Praise Him, Glory, Hallelujah. That was Praise Him in Advance by Marvin Sapp. That song ministers to me because it's a constant reminder to praise God for everything, no matter what. When we know that we already have the victory, then we will be able to praise God always, in and through everything. So on the note of praising Him in advance, we must also praise God in advance for convictions that causes change within each one of us. Conviction of righteousness is another thing that the world must be convicted of in order to experience real change. Christ is the only perfect one, and none of us will ever, ever, no matter what we do, none of us will ever measure up to Him. And that's Romans 3:23. And the world we live in today prefers to deny the truth or manipulate the truth, which is God's word, to fit into our lifestyles, and it should definitely be the other way around. So now, when we are all, as Christians, as believers, we are all held to a righteous standard, and the truth that's found in God's word is what we are definitely measured by. So when failing to dive in and continuously build on our relationship with our Father, we feel sometimes that it gives us an excuse to live and do what we want to do the way that we want to do it. However, the Spirit keeps things in the right respect and perspective. Jesus Christ is the one who came down from heaven, lived a life in sinless perfection, and ascended back to heaven and continues to be an intercessor for each one of us. And that's confirmed in John 3:13 reads, "No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man." And also it can be confirmed in 1 Timothy 2:5. The truth is, the righteousness that the world denies is found in Christ. Now, judgment fell upon Satan, and Jesus actually redeemed each and every single one of us on the cross. And He rose from the dead 3 days later, which overthrew anything that Satan thinks that he has control or he rules. So that means, and doing all of that, everything that Jesus did for us up on Calvary's cross, Jesus' hope is that by His death, He might break the power of Him who holds the power of death, and that is the devil. Hebrews 2:14, anyone who makes a conscious effort to continue to live their life in sin and reject Christ will absolutely be condemned right along with Satan. So that means if we choose to continue to do what we want to do and we don't want to live in truth, which is following God's word, then we too will be condemned. So we as sinners have to have our souls awakened. And the time is now. The time is now. And come to the realization that we must trust in the truth, which is God's word. His word is what is going to lead us to righteousness, especially when we learn that God is just. He's just. He's a just God. And the Spirit resides and points us to Christ, He's the reason for it all. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. And that's Romans 10:17. All right, you know, we got to get this thing, and the time is now. I think a lot of times we say, well, tomorrow, next week, next year. You never know when your day is going to end. I never know when my day and my time is going to be up. The time to get it right is now. So we're going to take a break and check out a track near and dear to my heart. But before we do, as I mentioned before, God uses me in many different capacities in my life, and music being one of them. So this song was actually written and produced by Limitless. And the group Limitless consists of my husband, myself, and my best friend. This song has brought us through some dark, dark places in our lives. And this song lets you know, me know, all of us. It lets us know that God will bring you through. If you are in that space right now in your life, my prayer for you on tonight is that you allow this song to minister to you as you listen to it. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're in the midst of right now, God would always, He will always be there. He'll never leave, never forsake you. He will come and see about you, and the Holy Spirit is there to lead us and guide us through to prevent us from living a sad song. Check it out.
This is a safe beat.
Oh, wow, I was in a coma, y'all. so much pain, couldn't overcome it all. Lost one, loved them and hurt some. Doesn't feel the same when it's said and done. Set late in the midnight hour, tears rolling down my face. I'm thinking if I took my life, the pain would go away. But he had better plans for me.
Tracks from our first album titled Enter the Light. This is a good segue actually into our next part of our discussion today. Conviction causes change. So Christ made a conscious choice and he chose to be crucified so that we could be cleared from condemnation. Because as we know, there is no condemnation in Christ. So what Christ did on Calvary's cross should challenge each and every single one of us to change. That means turn away from sin, repent continuously. We always need to be striving towards being and doing better. We should want to know more about the one who gave it all up so that we, you, me, all of us, so that we could be free. He didn't just do it for me. He didn't just do it for you. He did it for all of us. So if that's not enough, what he did on Calvary's cross, if that's not enough, then what will it take? He not only sacrifices and paid the ultimate price, which was his life, he also left us a precious gift once he rose, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us to making the hard choices and doing the right thing simply because it's the right thing to do. Not worrying about who's looking, who's not looking. You know, I'm going to do this because I know that these people are looking at me, and if I don't do the right thing, it's literally the Spirit will lead you to do the right thing simply because it's the right thing to do, having good integrity. And it helps us to love on people who hate us, who hate on us. It allows us to look past people's flaws and what we see, and it allows us to see them the way that God sees them. It allows our hearts to be filled with joy that nobody can take or steal away. Nobody can take or steal your joy. You have to give that to them. And it keeps us grounded and on the righteous path, which points us to God's truth, y'all, which is his word. So the takeaway from today's topic is understanding the connection between conviction, confession, Christ, and change. Because conviction from the Holy Spirit actually leads us to the confession of our sins through recognizing and realizing who we are in Christ, causing us to change. And this correlates with commitment, construction, and courage, because a sincere change is going to absolutely require much commitment from us as his children. And it takes work and a choice to be willing to chase Christ while we are under construction, which will require courage. It can be challenging at times, but biblical conviction causes change. And remember, conviction causes change. We cannot be comfortable conforming when the Spirit is confirming. Don't stop. Don't settle. Keep stepping. And I really hope that you've enjoyed today's topic. Tune in on August the 16th, 2018 at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time for my next topic, which is perseverance in problems and pain. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook for more daily motivational messages at Shea Pratcher. My Instagram is at limitlesslight.prod. And I have one announcement. We have our first album release party coming up. Our first album is actually releasing. It's titled Enter the Light by Limitless, and it will be available soon on all major outlets, iTunes, Google Play Store, Amazon, CD Baby, et cetera, for $9.99. We definitely appreciate the love and support as we continue to do God's work. You know, it's all about God. He gets all the glory. It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of prayer put into this. So our album release party for anyone in Clarksville, Tennessee, and the surrounding areas, if you want to come out and celebrate this accomplishment with us, please feel free. It's going to be at the Clarksville Regional Airport. The address is 200 A, as in Alpha, Outlaw Field Road in Event Room A. It's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. next Saturday, August 11, 2018. Free admission. Feel free to come out, enjoy family, friends, food, drinks, but more importantly, fellowshipping, y'all. Just we love to celebrate with you and the awesome God that we serve. We do want to give back to him. So he's the reason for it all. Again, I want to pray us out, and then we're going to go ahead and come to a close here. So Heavenly Father, we definitely want to thank you for this word that we received on tonight, God. Lord, our prayer is that you allow each and every single one of us, God, to be encouraged and motivated to do more and be more, God. We have been doing not enough up to now, God. But right now, we pray that you give us, motivate us, and encourage us to be and do more than what we have done and been given up to this point. Make us a little more uncomfortable, Father God, so that we can allow the Spirit, God, to come in and move in and through us, God, and convict us in such a way, God, that we are able to be stretched and used like never before. We thank you for the conviction, God, that causes us to be challenged and changed, because it's all about Jesus Christ and what he did for us up on Calvary's cross. Thank you so much, Father God, for being just who you've been to each and every single one of you, one of us, God. We are believing you for more in this moment, God. We are ready to be and do more in you. We pray all of these things, and we come believing you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and we count it done. Again, this is Shea Pratcher, and as always, y'all, pray for me while I pray with and for you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And God loves you so much more. I truly hope that each and every single one of you have a very, very blessed night. And thanks so much for listening. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.